It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
Gabe, you're right. I actually just looked at the stats. No hypocrite has ever won a championship.
Fridays with Mo.
Mark Attanasio, the last thing he wanted to do was play a video and tribute Craig Council in any way. So I give Mark Attanasio a ton of credit.
Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is sponsored by Landworks Landscape Services. Their creative and talented team will design, build, enhance, and maintain beautiful landscapes in southeastern Wisconsin. Learn more and see their work at landworkswisconsin.com.
Friday on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Alex Grove, Joshy DiMaggio in, hanging out with you on a Friday morning. Excited to be joined now by the CEO and founder of Good Karma Brands, the host of Sunday Karma. Some Sundays during the football season from 10 to noon here on ESPN Milwaukee. Craig Karmazin joins us now on Sunday Karma. Craig, I said on Sunday Karma.
It's great when the producers are running the show so that everything's on time, mm-hmm. right? That's probably the most important.
Oh, so you're upset with us for running late.
I was going to say, throwing shots at the sometimes on Sunday when we are 16 minutes late to him is a tough choice by you.
All right, put the poll in the field. Who's employed longer, Devondre Campbell or Alex Groff? Who will be employed longer today? Craig, I do want to get to that at some point, but I actually want to start with the Bucks into the semifinals of the Emirates NBA Cup, heading to Las Vegas tomorrow. The way this team has turned it around, unbelievably impressive. The way Giannis has continued to evolve his game, unbelievably impressive, leading the NBA in points per game. What do you make of the turnaround? What do you make of the semifinal matchup coming tomorrow?
I don't know that I make much of it yet, right? Like, I think it's almost like as bad as the start was, like, you almost needed this, and now, like, we're back to where kind of it's okay, right? Like, it's not like, okay, we've gone out and beaten the best of the NBA. We're playing like a championship team. I think it'd be great to win this semifinal game and get a level past where the team got last year, not because the Emirates Cup is like the be-all and end-all, but I think the matchup in the finals will then tell us something. You know, the Bucks beat the Rockets at home earlier in the season, you know, in a game that started to show that the Bucks were playing better. But I think if the Bucks could beat the Hawks, who just beat them on their home court, and then beat either the Thunder or the Rockets, I think it would say that this team is, in fact, letting the NBA know it's a championship-quality team.
Craig, does the NBA Cup matter as much to the players and coaches as they seem to make it? I know last year there seemed to be a little hesitance, but now it seems like everybody who's a part is fully on board.
I mean, I don't know if everybody is, but I think for the Bucks, every game mattered so much, and then financially it matters for people, and so every game is going to matter to begin with. Then it matters more because you've dug yourself a hole. Then it matters more because you're going to get paid more. And you bring in some players who grew up in Europe who understand what an in-season cup means, right? The FA Cup and the Caribou Cup, you know, people who are from different countries around Europe and even other continents are used to this. So I think it really does matter, and they're not faking it. And it's not a substitution for a championship. And I think we saw two of the four coaches who made it to Vegas last year did not return for the 2024-25 season. So winning the Emirates NBA Cup doesn't guarantee employment the following year, as Darvin Ham found out with the Lakers. But I think it does, you know, it's absolutely meaningful more than a regular season game.
Will you be in attendance?
I will not. I was there last year, but the travel schedule this year did me in, so I'm not going to be able to attend.
I just got
back to Wisconsin late last night, so I will not be attending.
I hope you were somewhere warmer than what it is here, Craig, because it is awful outside.
This week I was in Texas, Arizona, and New York, so all were warmer, but I wasn't like outside for significant amounts of time, so I didn't get a lot of sunbathing in.
I guess I wouldn't argue with that. I'm sure you read the Devondre Campbell story, the former Packers linebacker leaving the game last night for the San Francisco 49ers, essentially said, yeah, I don't want to play in a really close game. What'd you make of that situation? Because that one is it's Vontae Davis-esque, the guy that retired at halftime a few years ago. What do you make of it?
I don't know yet. I mean, I've heard how some of his teammates reacted in the locker room, which was pretty stunning, right? Mm-hmm. To hear him called out and to hear people say, like, all right, I guess he better be cut now. Like, we're done with him. So has he spoken, to what happened?
No.
So, I mean, it's hard for me to say something, but you think about that on a short week in a division game, if they win, they're 11% to win, to make the playoffs. If they lose, they are 0.1% to make the playoffs. It is a one possession game the entire game, and he's not able to go out there in a defensive struggle. I mean, that's a tough situation, but I'm never going to question without understanding the full story someone who's gotten to that level in their career, someone who's to the eliteness and what you need to do with your body and the sacrifices you need to make. So, I mean, without hearing what he has to say, I think it's a little reckless to speculate on anything or to call his character into question.
Craig Carmerson joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I want to pivot to the Brewers here quickly. Most recently, it was it leaked out that the Packers were serious contenders for Garrett Crochet, who ended up going to the Red Sox. We saw Willy Adames sign a contract with the, I almost said 49ers, with the San Francisco Giants.
I was like, wait, you had the Packers?
Yeah, you said Packers.
Yeah, Crochet. I do that a lot. Yes, the Brewers.
Yeah.
How, as a fan of the Milwaukee Brewers, do I not get discouraged by the Brewers' inability to keep some of that good talent and seemingly be totally out of the mix when it comes to the better players? Like, are the Brewers at a point right now where it's do as much as you can from the front office and management and just hope you get lucky to make a deep playoff run?
No, I think we may have thought that 3 or 4 years ago, but I think we've seen that this team is able to build a really competitive quality team. And last year, this team had really, really bad injury luck and was still one of the four best teams in the major league. So I don't think you have to worry about, it's not like getting lucky or anything like that. It's the fact that they've been unlucky in the postseason. And we've seen that this team is able to build a quality competitive team that can compete, with anybody. And again, we know it was a fluke, right? Devin Williams couldn't close an inning, but this team was good enough last year, and that was with Yelich out. That was without multiple starting pitchers. I mean, this team had terrible injury luck last year and was still, set up to have an extended postseason run.
Oh, they're going to win 95 games next year. I've got no worries. I'm not confident.
No, that's the thing. Crazy.
Why?
No, that's craziness. Well, why? I don't know 95 wins.
I'm a
in 93 last year.
I'm a huge believer, and I am a huge fan. I just see things like this happen, and the rumors about Devin Williams potentially moving. It feels so discouraging, but then when the Brewers play, I'm so excited and think they're so good.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Like, the thing about the Mets finally had, like, a year, and it's, I don't know if it's a coincidence that David Stearns was there, like June through September, but like there's teams that win the offseason, and the Brewers have never been the team that wins the offseason, right? Like, I mean, as a Brewers fan, you just have to like be able to sit back and laugh as all these other teams are thinking that like winning December matters when the Brewers know that they have a pretty good thing going. Now, I would, again, say that some people say, well, the Brewers aren't winning October. They're only winning April through September. Yeah. But I think we know that there's chance involved in that. And the Brewers have put themselves in position, I don't know, 7 of the last 9 years or whatever it is, to have a chance there.
Last thing for Craig Carmazan here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on a Friday morning. The biggest news of the week in the sports world. Bill Belichick, the 8-time Super Bowl champion, is now the head coach at University of North Carolina. Craig, I mean, I was completely shocked by this, despite the rumors that have been swirling the last week. I didn't think he was actually going to do it. What do you make of it?
I just am stunned that no NFL team wanted Bill Belichick, because this wasn't a matter of him choosing North Carolina over NFL jobs. This was him last year only having inquiries from the Falcons, him not even being a top three from any of the Falcons' decision makers. When they went around the room, Belichick wasn't any of their top three. And then this year, as he was able to look at what the potential jobs were that were going to be open, the combination of one that he would be interested in and that he would think would have interest in him, the fact that there were none there, like, this wasn't his first choice. I mean, that to me is the most stunning thing, that the winningest coach since Don Shula, right, had no market for him in the NFL, to me is absolutely stunning.
Yeah, it is stunning. And I'm so curious to see if it translates, right? Because college sports essentially, Craig, they have a professional aspect now at the NIL.
Oh, no, it's going to be, this is going to be Coach Prime Part 2. And I know they're very, very different.
Okay.
But the way, I know those two don't get compared a lot.
Yeah.
But if you look at what Dion did with that program and how he made Colorado football relevant, that's what we're going to see. And the ACC network and ESPN, which obviously we're so closely aligned with, this is really exciting because a school like North Carolina that's been never known for its football, no offense to former Packer Vonnie Holiday, our good friend, this is going to be a great show. And Bill Belichick's not one to put on a spectacle in the way Dion is, but this is going to be so much fun, and this is going to be a fun ride because this is going to become a destination the same way it was with Dion in Colorado in a totally different way. This is going to be a really fun ride with Coach Belichick in North Carolina.
It's a really good comparison by you. Hope you wished your friend Vonnie Holiday a happy birthday this week. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, guys.
It's Greg Karmazin, host of Sunday Karma, which you can hear this weekend, 10 to noon, on Sunday right here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Josh DiMaggio, Alex Strofe hanging out with you on a Friday morning. We roll on right after this.